Chapter 5, Analyzing the Audience. Good speakers are audience-centered. They know that the aim of speechmaking is to gain a desired response from listeners. When working on your speeches, keep three questions in mind. To whom am I speaking? What do I want them to know, believe, or do as a result of my speech? What is the most effective way of composing and presenting my speech to accomplish that aim? Your classroom speeches will give you excellent practice in dealing with these questions, provided you always think of your classmates as a real audience. Few speakers in recent memory have faced a tougher situation than Barbara Bush when she delivered the commencement address at Wellesley College on June 1, 1990. Bush was invited to speak after the student's first choice, author Alice Walker, had declined. In protest of Bush's selection, more than one-fourth of the graduating class signed a petition charging that she was not a good role model for career-oriented women and had been chosen simply because she was the wife of the President of the United States. The petition ignited a month-long national controversy. As educators, politicians, and editorialists debated the student's actions, Bush remained silent. By the day of the speech, interest had grown to the point that her remarks were broadcast live by all the television networks. The public wanted to hear what she would say and to see how the students would react. Speaking with a blend of grace and humor, Bush acknowledged that the students had preferred Walker, known for The Color Purple, and had instead got her, known for The Color of My Hair. Rather than being defensive or scolding the students, Bush spoke with them personably about her views on the difficult choices facing women in balancing their careers with commitments to friends and family. She capped off the speech by suggesting that someone in the audience might follow in her footsteps and one day preside over the White House as the president's spouse. "I wish him well," she added, to thunderous cheering and applause. Deemed a triumph by the New York Times, the speech garnered universal praise. Even students who had been critical of Bush beforehand were impressed. "She was wonderful and funny," one of them stated. "She could have addressed more women's issues, but she was sincere, and she touched our hearts." NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw called it one of the best commencement speeches I've ever heard.